Hare Krishna. Today I started early. I was up at 12:30 a.m. having a intercontinental, global, should I say, conference. The topic of Vaishnavi Diksha Gita, the GBC community. And I am now in the town of Eger, where the Vesater Sangha, or the Leadership Sangha of the Hungarian Yatra, is meeting, where about 50 strong here, all temple presidents, center leaders, department heads, senior devotees, are here, and we're here all day Friday, all day Saturday, and half day Sunday. And we'll dedicate half day to Varnashram topics. Two other main topics on the agenda will be, number one, the succession process, which will mean what will be the division of services between myself and Radhakrishna as co-GBCs, and how those services will devolve, how my services will sort of devolve, or which of those will devolve over time towards Radhakrishna completely, and which I will keep as a President Sanyasi of the Hungarian Yatra, and what services will Prithvipati as the Zonal Supervisor. And I'm not sure that everyone who is listening is clearly in tune as to what a Zonal Supervisor is. So if you're not and you want to know more, then I suggest that you go on the GBC website and you can find out. That is a very major position established by the GBC, for which very serious one-year training is given, as is that of a GBC. And so that's a major discussion topic. We're starting here, and we're going to be continuing that discussion when we have our devotee sangha, bhakta sangha, which means all the devotees of the yatra, getting together sometime later in the year. And I need to start sort of passing over the reins of responsibility, and along with that comes the what that psychological shift means. Up to now I've been the sole GBC and more or less the sole everything in the Hungarian Yatra. That's changing, and of course that's not just for Hungary, that's also for Romania and Turkey, but those Romania and Yatra I sort of entered into, and I'm still co-GBC of Turkey is really more a handful of devotees in Istanbul, with a project very much limited to what we can actually legally do in a Islamic country. But anyway, our discussion now focuses around Hungary here. And the other topic is discussing the vision statement of the Hungarian Yatra that I wrote quite some years ago, first draft 10 years ago, which established New Brajadam as the spiritual center and, very importantly, as a national project, which means that both the rest of the yatra, as it develops, both with manpower and finances, will be supporting New Brajadam. Otherwise, farms on their own are not financial centers. And although the farm is working on developing certain financial income from selling its produce and so on, that latest venture is called Balaram Produce, and they make quite a few different types of goodies and market those, but still the growth of a farming community is very much dependent on cooperation from the rest of the yatra, one in terms of actual material support, manpower support, and of course the other one is being primary consumers of produce. So these are topics. The vision paper is well known to everyone, but we're seeing how we devotees had many years to digest it, and so now we're trying to fine-tune it, answer questions, and see practically what it means. For instance, 10% of a yatra's income should go towards the Yubhachadam. What is 10%? Very reasonable question, and we'll discuss those things and work things out. So this will be a very interesting meeting, and we are away from any of the major temples. We're in Agar, where we have a wonderful restaurant, preaching center, but since the majority, great majority of devotees are from elsewhere, this actually really gives them the opportunity, number one, to get away from their areas of responsibility, so that they can really concentrate on what they're doing, and number two, to also have personal interaction with each other. So usually the room allocations are done in such a way that friends can't stay with each other, but rather that devotees associate with those who are, or are with those who they don't know so well. It's not that we don't know, because everyone knows everyone. Hungary is a pretty small place, but so that they're with those who they can get to know a lot better, and whom they are not really serving on a regular basis. So that's what's going on today, and I gotta go. Hare Krishna.